This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, our conservarican, Julio Rivera, joins us. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I just appreciate the time that you're together with us. Right, that you're actually giving to, talking with, being part of the conversation. I very much enjoy that. I read some of the things. I really do read some of the things you write. And sometimes I move too fast and I move past some of your comments. I don't mean to. I'm not trying to ignore you on purpose. You know, in the last hour, we were talking about the, DACA and a few, and talking about Arnold. And one of the things that I missed in the comments, because they go by pretty fast. You guys start talking. You think I talk fast. You talk pretty fast yourself. But Larry in the chat room said, you know, that with everything going on with Arnold, you have to admit that he is a self-made man. And I agree with you. He's one of, you know, he is the epitome, although until he went loony and without the cheating, he's the epitome of a self-made man in the American dream. I mean, think about where he came from. How he came here and built a business, built himself up, built a business, became a movie star, well, you know, what a weightlifting champ, a bodybuilder. Although I think that stuff is disgusting, but that's just me. But nobody, unlike Mr. Obama, and just because the man probably took buses and walked to some places, doesn't mean the government helped him become successful. That's not how it works. But he became successful on his own. He lived the American dream, the real American dream. So, yes, I don't want to take that away from him. You got to give kudos for that. And as far as Jules said that the DACA folks need to use this time to begin the process of the application for citizenship, they should have been using this for years. See, I have no sympathy for a lot of these people, mostly because they've had the opportunity and they've squandered it because they thought that the Democrats would always be in power and they would let them get away with murder. Well, you know what? The days of you getting away with murder are done. Right? I mean, they should be. So, it's like the fellow that's, they just deported him and his wife. 30 years they've been in this country. And they've been hiding for the government for 30 years. Right? They have a business. They have kids that are growing up. They're leaving the kids with family. So, here's the stuff I don't hear anybody talking about. For 30 years... have they been paying taxes on their business? Have they been paying taxes on themselves? Are they using somebody else's Social Security? I mean, how would they actually, you know, I always love the argument, well, they're paying taxes. Who are they paying them to and through? Because if you're not filing tax returns, you're not, oh, sales tax, that's it. That's what they keep telling me, sales. Well, everybody pays sales tax, no matter where you're from. That's a gimme. That's no big deal. But they had a store, they had businesses. Somebody needs to audit them. Maybe money was being hidden. You know, years and years and years and years ago, before I was into all of this and I understood all this, I had a guy that, God, this is like 100 years ago. But anyway, it was one of my first major sales in California, and I sold one of the trucks that I was using for my business. And a Hispanic family showed up, and he took the truck for a ride. He said, I'll take it. In very, 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 very bad English, almost, you know, worse than mine, bad English. I could barely understand the guy. And when I asked him for a license, he didn't have one on. He didn't have one on him. Now, his wife had ID, but he didn't have any ID. So I made out a bill of sale and I sold it to him in the whole nine yards. And what does he do? He's pulling cash out of his pockets. She's pulling cash out of her pockets. The kids are pulling cash out of their pockets. And it's all $20 bills. And I was uncomfortable at first, but hey, I'm okay with cash. Cash is good. But afterwards, somebody explained to me, because I was new to all this, fairly new to California, that they were probably here illegally. They probably didn't have a checking account. They didn't have any of that. So where did all that cash come from? I'm sure they were working for somebody who got paid in cash. The government doesn't know about it. I am sure as heck that they're not going to report that money. So, you know, again, just go back to what I'm always saying. Don't tell me they're paying taxes. Because when you start off in the dark like that, when you start off breaking the law, you can't start in doing the right thing. It doesn't work that way. Or I should say, it won't work that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, 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 always. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And you can be involved in the conversation. And you can give me your email address. I want you to head up there to give me your email address as well. You know, I mean, I sent out a weekly emailer. And you don't have to accept it. You can dump it. You can get rid of it. It just gives you an idea who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. And the topics we're going to be discussing. And you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been told, taught to hate with labels from the left. You know, the people who hate labels. Remember them? Julio Rivera, conservative Rican, joins me after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, there are no free rides, people. Edgar Winter thought we were going to have a free ride. There are no free rides. Somebody is paying. See, this is what we're going to talk about dope later on in the show. Okay? And this is the dopey idea, is that you were going to get a free ride, right? Little joint, a little wine, and free money from the government. I mean, what else? The true American dream. What else could you want, right? Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see if Julio can bring me back to reality. A conservative Rican, Julio Rivera, joins us, and he's the editorial director of Reactionary Times, a television contributor at Newsmax, and columnist at LifeZ. Hey, Julio, how's it going?
It is going fantastic. I mean, I think America is getting great again. Donald Trump is bullying, I guess.
I'm good with
the
that.
The Democrats have been working with him. And no, actually, you know what? I'd like to talk about that at some point during our conversation as far as what my thoughts are on that. And I'd like to get your thoughts as far as the televised episode of, I guess, Washington, D.C. Apprentice that we saw yesterday.
That's a good way. Hey, that's a great way of putting it. I have no problem with that. Listen. I think what he did, and I'll tell you what I think of it, and you can just chime in, is I think what he did was perfect, okay? I think the fact that he showed half the Dems, or almost all the Dems, saying, oh, we tried that, it doesn't work. We tried to do that in the past, it doesn't work. This will take too long. That all the naysayers, and then he turns around and he says, no, this is the way you're going to do this, and I expect that you'll have the... So he exposed them. He exposed them for the real people that they are, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. You know, this is what's going to wind up happening. And I said this the other day, and it makes a lot of sense. I think I'd like to get your opinion on it. What can happen here is a couple of different things. As far as DACA goes, these so-called dreamers, we did make an investment into educating them. And the large majority of them, and I've read some figures as high as 90% of them, are actually employed. They're part of the system, and they're paying taxes. They're not your, garden variety illegal immigrant that just crosses the border, starts working illegally without paying taxes, or gets on a benefit, an entitlement program, and it's just a net loss for the taxpayer. The Dreamers are a little bit different. Now, what I would say is this. I would go ahead and put together a bill that gives the Republicans, everything that the Republicans have ever wanted and dreamed of, but also include some semblance of legalization for the Dreamers. That way, the Republicans can get everything they want, and the Democrats have to vote for it because it includes the Dreamers. Suddenly, if they don't vote for it, who's trying to keep the Dreamers out of the country? Not the Republicans.
No, I hear you, and I think that in some cases, you may have to make some kind of I don't even know. I don't write law, so I don't know for sure. But here's the deal. If they've been here since they were little kids, if they've been here and they don't know I talked to a young man a few weeks ago who didn't know he was brought here illegally until he went to get some papers or some, his driver's license or whatever. And then when he went to his parents, they told him the truth about what was going on. And so what did he do? He started the process to become a legal citizen. All right. I'm done with people who've been here. I was going to tell you, you heard about the couple that was here for 30 years, and now they're being deported. They've been here 30 years. They have kids here. They have a business here. How did they have a business here? How did they live here? How do they have kids here? How do they send... All right. Do you see what I'm saying? At what point do you go out of your way to try to be here legally?
Yeah. You know what it is, Joe? I look at it like this. The Dreamers, technically, really are only a small sliver of the upwards of about 25 million illegal immigrants that are here. So if it becomes a situation where the Republicans can get the wall, they can triple, immigration, the ICE, they can triple the ICE force and border security, and they pour a lot more money into immigration law enforcement, if it turns into, we'll take these 500,000 to 800,000 in return for being able to deport 25 million, I think that's a deal that we have to take.
I'm not disagreeing with you from a standpoint that there has to be a deal made. I know some of our friends on the right are like, no, it's this way or no way. Well, guess what? It's going to be no way. All right, it's not going to happen. You got to come up with some kind of compromise, and I'm not willing to throw out. Look, some of those DACA kids have been serving in our military. Okay, they've been doing noble and upright jobs, and some of them are conservatives. Why would you not give them a shot at the American dream for something that isn't their fault?
Exactly, they're not exactly MS-13. They're not exactly La Raza. These are people that fall into a different category. And like you said, a lot of them. Lived the majority of their life, and unbeknownst to them, they were here illegally. So it's not, like they did anything necessarily malicious. And believe me, I'm not here to defend the Dreamers. I, quite frankly, if it was up to me, I'd get them all the heck out of America, anybody who's not in this country legally. But they are a special case because of the simple fact that many of them are working here. They're contributing to our system. They pay taxes, like you mentioned. Some of them are in the military, you know, and it's really only a small amount of, let's say even you use the larger number that the Pew Institute came up with, that there's 11 million here. You know, that's about only, you know, 5%. The Dreamers would only really technically comprise 5% of that. What we have to do is dig, you know, roll up our sleeves and, you know, dig in on visa enforcement, because the Pew Institute said that 40% of that 11 million number, they said were expired, people here on expired visas. So you figure there's probably about 4 million people on expired visas here that we can get rid of tomorrow if we just enforced it.
Yeah, I'm with you. There's got to be a way to make this happen. Not so it looks like the Democrats drove it home, but it's actually the right thing to do. You know, when the president said, just bring me a bill, bring me something to sign, a lot of people on the right went under their minds and I'm saying, look, read the art of the deal. There's two things going on here. One is he's putting them on notice. You come up with something or else. All right. And number two is he knows that Republicans are going to be in there fighting. The Democrats aren't going to get everything they want. The Republicans aren't going to get everything they want. So he knows that they're going to have to play it out to make it happen. He's not saying, just bring me any old piece of garbage and I'll do it, because that's not what he means. That's not what he's saying, right? Or am I missing something?
Well, no, you're right in a sense, but I mean, his history in 1 year doesn't necessarily reflect that, because I don't think he fought hard enough on health care. And now health care has kind of been punted to the side. And I don't appreciate that. I mean, I think the American Health Care Act is a piece of garbage. But, you know, bottom line, the biggest obstructionist to all of this, I think, is Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell said right before New Year's that he wanted bipartisan, you know, agreement on any pieces of legislation that were going to advance through the Senate. So it doesn't look like he wants to use reconciliation or any sort of, you know, other mechanisms that are available to him to put
something. We got to go for a quick break. I believe in capitalism. I'm Joe Mastrangelo, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Julio Rivera joins us. He won't be far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Oh, we are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I better get to him before he explodes. I had to shut you off, Julio, because you wouldn't shut up. Julio Rivera joins us, as lovingly referred to him as our conservarican, and he's an editorial director at Reactionary Times, television contributor at Newsmax, columnist at Life Z. And I don't know when he has time to sleep. Julio, thanks for being with me today.
I am happy to be here, Joe.
Yeah, I do appreciate your time.
By the color of my skin.
What's that?
I said, where I'm not judged by the color of my skin.
I don't know. Well, yeah, maybe it's the content of what's coming out of your mouth. I don't know. Well, we'll see. I'll tell you in a minute. So you were talking about McConnell, though, and what... And I'm sorry, I have absolutely no respect for that man. I think he should be one of the ones retiring. You hear of all these Republicans that are calling it quits this year, and I wish he was one of them. I wish somebody would talk him into going away like they did Harry Reid.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy that, I mean, was he not aware of the way that the Republican Party was marginalized under Barack Obama? Does he forget the way that Republican bills were treated when they passed through the House after 2010 and were basically, shelved by Harry Reid when he was the majority leader? Did he forget the level of disrespect leveled at the process? You know, and right now, and I'm not saying that we should go ahead and punish necessarily the Democrats, but we have the majority. So right now they need to come to us. We shouldn't be sitting there trying to pander to the Democrats and try to whip votes with them. What right. we need to do is reach consensus and go ahead and forward the Trump agenda.
No, they've got the power. They've got a president that's willing to support them, but they've never been good at this. The Republicans have never been good at shoving legislation through like the Democrats. Look, let's be honest about it. The Democrats are much better at legislating than Republicans are. They're much better at getting their stuff through, pushing through their agenda than we are.
Yeah.
If the Republicans...
They are. You know why?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, they walk in lockstep behind their leadership, where we don't do that. And we don't do that because, you know, we have brains. So, I mean, there's a lot of different factions within the Republican Party.
But, Julio, it's not... Wait a minute. I'm gonna take exception with that. It's not just because we walk lockstep, because you have people who are on different sides of issues. You know, Cruz and Trump or something. But here's the deal. Once you decide you have to fix, like, health care and what have you, all right? They needed to sit down and pound us out. They told us for 7 years that they were ready to replace Obamacare. They had nothing. They had blank pieces of paper in their pocket. They had nothing to replace it with. If they were on the same page and they knew what they wanted to do, when that repeal and replace came in, they would have been able to slam it down and push forward. They didn't do it. They didn't do it because they lied to us, right?
Well, you know, a lot of them did lie, and they had no intention of making it go away because they do accept a lot of campaign contributions from the health insurance industry, a lot of these Republicans. But Rand Paul did have a bill, and they could have just gone for the skinny repeal. I think that what would wind up happening is if you take away those mandatory minimums, those so-called essential benefits, you can go back to the way that things used to work where a young, healthy person can get cheap, catastrophic coverage. You know, and then the Obamacare was basically built on the backs of young people. They're the ones that got screwed over in this entire deal because they're out working, and now they have to pay more for health insurance to subsidize older folks, and that's not fair. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, and you're absolutely right. There were a lot of them that really didn't have the intention to do anything.
No.
But let's not forget, Rand Paul did propose a piece of legislation, you know, when they were wrangling over the American Health Care Act last year, and it largely got ignored.
Well, I hear you. But here's the problem I have with it. Again, you can single out a dozen, half a dozen. I'll even give you 24. But we're talking about hundreds of members of the legislature. We're talking about hundreds of members of the Republican Party. Where was Plan B all these years that they told us they had it? Come on, they really didn't have it. They didn't even have a two-thirds of it. So I think they should have been ready to go. I think they should have been ready to pound it out. And we need to learn how to fight. Republicans need to learn how to fight.
Yeah.
We don't know
they're not fighters. They don't have will. They don't have heart. There's a couple of them, like you mentioned before, Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has no problem fighting.
Right.
You know, I think Rand Paul falls into that same category. People like Mike Lee. At the same time, too, you have to ask yourself, why don't they go ahead now that we're hitting, you know, the new, legislative year, you know, we're into 2018. Why don't guys like that go ahead and take it to the American people, use their social media, draft up and co-sponsor a bill amongst members of the Freedom Caucus, you know, or members of the Senate that are conservative, co-sponsor a bill and try to get support for it. I mean, I don't know why they can't just bring it to a vote. It's not like you have the obstruction of Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi stopping you.
No. Well, listen, I've been told that there's about over 360 bills that have been passed by Congress, and they've been sent over to the Senate. And the Senate's only dealt with maybe 60 or 70 of them, all right, because they're too busy dealing with other stuff, although I don't know what other stuff that they're talking about. But, you know, again, what makes Mitch McConnell that much different than Harry Reid, in the sense that get him on the floor, get him voted for, let's see where people stand, especially coming up into the new election year. I want to know what our Republican senators are voting or not voting for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Transparency. I mean, you know, but this is what they do. I mean, that's the reason why they voted to repeal Obamacare, you know, several dozen times, because it was a show vote. It was just an opportunity for them to get on the record and say, we don't like Obamacare, blah, blah, blah. But they knew that there would be no consequence to it. They knew that when that bill hit the Senate, when Harry Reid was running it, that it wasn't going to go any further. And even when Mitch McConnell was there, if they had advanced a piece of legislation that repealed Obamacare through both chambers, it would have died at Barack Obama's desk. So it's easy to go ahead and take that conservative position and try to pass yourself off as a conservative when you know that nothing is going to change under current leadership. Right now, we're seeing a lot of these guys' true colors based on the fact that they're not doing these things. Because you know what? Trump is more than ready, willing, and able to sign health care reform. But, you know, they're not trying to give it to him.
No. And again, to your point earlier, though, and I'd like to go back to, there are a lot of things they could pass with 51 votes, and those are the things they should be plowing through right now before the 2018 elections. Although, I got to tell you, I don't think they're going to lose any seats. I do not think. I think we're going to hold the House. I think we're going to hold the Senate. And I don't see any major blow-up shorts because the Democrats still have no message. The only message they have is Russian collusion. That's it. Well, how many signs can you put that on, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They're going to be chasing this unicorn until they find the smallest little thing that they could try to pin on somebody, you know, I guess in Trump's closest circles. You know, the one thing that the indictment on Manafort was more or less, you know, kind of a tax evasion sort of thing. There was some income that wasn't reported. You know, George Papadopoulos and Michael Flynn sort of did it to themselves, you know, by lying to the FBI. But none of that, I think, comes close to or none of that stuff you could directly tie Trump to. I don't think they're going to find anything. But, you know, just the fact that it's going on, you know, creates that doubt with the American people. They get, believe me, this Mueller investigation is probably going to run at least through this midterm election. At that point, if they haven't found anything, there's not going to be, you know, they're going to lose the American people on that. And they're probably going to lose a lot of Democrats, too, because they're going to say, hey, you know, this hasn't yielded any fruit in a year and a half, almost 2 years. You know, but believe me, it's not going to stop them from pursuing it just because they could dominate the news cycle with it.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. But again, I love it. You know, you and I were talking about another network we won't name. We've both been on it. And, you know, I just keep coming back to them. Tell me where the collusion. And one guy said to me one night, well, you know, you've got two indictments because they both lied to the FBI. Well, then let's indict Hillary. She lied to the FBI, too.
Yeah.
You can't say that's
exactly
proof that there's collusion. Because if lying to the FBI equals, you know, collusion, then Hillary Clinton is guilty of collusion. Uma Abedin is guilty of collusion. I go down the whole list, right?
Exactly, yeah. They should all be indicted, you know, easily. And with Hillary Clinton, I mean, listen, you don't have to be Alan Dershowitz, you know, or some world-renowned lawyer to be able to prosecute the case against Hillary Clinton. I mean, she maintained an unsecured server which passed classified information. She destroyed evidence, tampered evidence that had been subpoenaed, you know, with the whole bleach pit thing. You know, they destroyed Blackberries with hammers and, you know, and handheld devices.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Come on. I mean, and then you look at Christian.
And nobody went to jail. Listen, we got to go for a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about sex objects.
Okay.
We'll be back in a minute.
I'm
Chelsea Steele. Julio Rivera joins me. It ought to be a great segment coming up. Really. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and listen, pay attention, get involved in the conversation, head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can be part of the, for those of you who can't stand Facebook, we have a live chat room going on there. If you're on Facebook, we have a live Facebook feed going on as well. Julio Rivera joins me, lovingly referred to as our Conservarican, or the Conservarican, if you would. He's the editorial director of Reactionary Times, television contributor at Newsmax, and columnist at LifeZet, among many others. Julio, thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me, as always.
All right, so let's just hit it, all right? I got blasted, which I don't really care, but I got blasted for saying, you know, I'm looking at these Golden Globes. I'm not one of those awards people. I don't go watching all that award stuff. I think it's a joke. A bunch of people making a whole bunch of money, all full of themselves, telling each other how great they are. Almost like a bunch of radio guys together in a restaurant. You know what I'm saying? So I looked at what you like that. So I'm looking at these ladies, and they're pretty, they're attractive women, right? And they're up there, so first of all, they're in their black dresses, or I should say black cloth because there's not much of the dress there. They really look like they've got almost no clothes on whatsoever. They want you not to look at them as a sex object. They don't want to be sexualized. They don't want to be objectified as women. And so I made comment about it. I put the pictures up, and some people were saying, so what are you saying? A woman can't dress the way she wants without expecting to be sexualized or abused or anything? I'm saying, no. There is a natural attraction on both sides. You can't sit there and walk down the street naked and expect that a man won't look at, in some cases women, but expect that a man's not going to look at you or say something or what have you. You deserve to be able to walk down the street without being accosted or abused or assaulted, but you can't expect not to be at least looked at. What am I missing here?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like almost like, hey, eyes up here, buddy. And meanwhile, they're wearing something that's see-through where you can see, you know, and that's the new thing, the see-through dresses where you can actually see the nipples. And do they really, come on, when they left the house, they knew what they were asking for as far as being watched and being, you know, maybe stared at a little bit. You know, obviously, there's no allowance for anyone to actually, you know, put their hands on a woman in an unwanted
right.
way. You can't make unwanted advances, but I mean, come on, you don't think guys are going to look? You know, it's ridiculous, too. You know, the thing that upset me the most was the whole Oprah Winfrey thing. Because, you know, I posted something on my social media.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you're not for Oprah? Is that what you're telling me?
No, Noprah. I'm definitely in the Noprah camp. As far as with Oprah Winfrey, I mean, you know, this is somebody who's deeply, heavily involved in the entertainment industry. If anybody knew what was going on, she personally knows Harvey Weinstein. There was a British actress that actually accused her of actually helping, you know, kind of serving as the bait for these young actresses to be brought then to Harvey Weinstein. And that's a horrible thing. So right now, very opportunistically, she took, you know, her spot there at the Golden Globes to give this rousing speech about women's rights. It's always about, oh, women's rights. But when it was happening in real time, what did she do to try to protect these actresses? She didn't do anything. And she knew that it was going on directly. I mean, come on, she has the Oxygen Network. You know, she's been in movies. She knows all the power players. The reason why is because they're an important arm of the Democrat Party. Hollywood is basically the propaganda. They're the Joseph Goebbels of the Democrat Party. So they can't allow them to look bad. So, you know, they kept their mouths shut. Now that it got exposed, everybody's doing damage control. But it's very disingenuous.
Oh, I think it all is. They've known this has been going on for years. You know, Harvey, I read that Harvey Weinstein had 16 associates or 16 assistants, not associates. And of the 16, they all knew. They all knew what they were doing. They all knew when they brought women up there, brought women, you know, to see him, what was probably going to happen. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do anything. They didn't. Aren't they? See, I'm irritated about this because they should have been brought up on accessory charges. They should have been part of this. That what should have happened was the people that were that brought those girls and others into his office to be assaulted should have been part of the should be part of the charges when they actually come out. Don't you think?
Of course, yeah. But this is the society. The leftover remnants of the lawlessness of Obama, where there's really two different classes of people. If you're in the protected, elitist class of, you know, politicians and, you know, donate to politicians, the rules don't apply to you. Now, meanwhile, if, you know, the average person, you know, they'll throw the book at you. And, you know, rightly so. I mean, if you break the law, you break the law. You deserve to be penalized. But for God's sakes, I mean, how could somebody operate with impunity for that many years? So many sexual assaults, some allegations of rape. I mean, for God's sake, the Democrats allowed a rapist to be president for 8 years. You know, I mean, if you listen to Juanita Broderick, who I'm not sure if you've had her on, but she's been all over the place lately, and she's been telling the story, and she obviously wrote the book, you know, detailing what had happened in her exchanges with then Attorney General Clinton.
Oh, but that was so long ago. That was, you know, that's ancient history. We shouldn't be bringing that up unless you're a Republican, in which case you can bring up stuff that happened 30, 40, and 50 years ago, right?
Exactly. And then you got Hillary Clinton, you know, the other champion of women's rights, basically attacking all of Bill Clinton's accusers, saying that they're basically right-wing slugs, saying this is a vast right-wing conspiracy. Listen, all this conspiracy stuff and the idea of a deep state was planted by the deep state when the Clintons tried to protect themselves against valid charges by trying to pin it on some unknown, unseen, vast right-wing conspiracy way back when in the 90s. So, I mean, you know, this is just par for the course when you're dealing with people who are dishonest. I mean, you know, the Republicans, believe me, there's a lot of dishonesty on our side of the aisle, too. You know, you have a lot of guys that go out there and campaign and say they're going to do things and then they don't really mean it. You know, but, I mean, the Democrats are just dirty. I mean, they are, like, you know, really, really bad.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And what I'm amazed at, what I'm being a little optimistic about is the fact now that the Democrats, some of the Democrats are seeing through this. The rank and file are seeing what's going on, and they don't like it either. They don't like this constant gnawing at Trump. They, you know, what are you going to do for me? You know, think about this. The Democrats, as well as Republicans, are now getting a tax break, right? They're getting more work. They're getting raises. How can anybody be against that? How is it that the left's still trying to spin that as a bad thing? And in some cases, they're saying it's President Obama's policies that are just starting to kick in. Doesn't that make you roll around laughing?
No, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, and he went out kicking and screaming the last couple of weeks of his presidency, adding hundreds of pages of new regulations with, you know, Trump has taken a lot of that stuff off the books. I mean, I think right now the statistic is somewhere like 22 regulations removed for every new one that's been added under Trump. So we're moving the stick towards making a freer economy, which is going to, you know, drive wages up. You know, we're going to be able to, I think, pay for this tax cut. You know, I know the CBO projections are always very doom and gloom because, you know, and the Congressional Budget Office, let's face it, I mean, there's a lot of progressives there that want to, you know, they don't like cutting taxes. You know, they like to be able to fund, you know, special interest. They like to fund the bigger government. This is what they're about. So, you know, the results at the end of the day are what's going to keep the Republican majority in November, and it's going to keep Donald Trump in the White House through 2024. I truly believe that. I believe Donald Trump will be a two-term president. It'll be very successful when it's all said and done, as long as we keep our congressional majorities. And, you know, we're going to undo what Obama did, which for a while there didn't look possible. You know, and certainly if Hillary Clinton would have won, it would have never been possible.
Well, you know as well as I mean, look at all the things he's overturning line by line by line. And now you got the DACA thing that's come up. And what do we have? We have a Clinton appointee that has decided, you know, judge that has decided that, hey, when Trump puts out an executive order, it's illegal. And I think this is hilarious because it's not a law he's rewriting. He's simply rescinding what President Oblamo put in place, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know what? The problem is we have activism. We have prosecutorial activism in this Mueller investigation. We have judicial activism with these ninth, you know, the Ninth Circuit, you know, attempted to try to, you know, kill the travel ban, and they fought as hard as they could. But right now, the travel ban is in effect, and we're seeing another case here with DACA and another instance of judicial activism. They're going to fight Donald Trump, whether it's legal and constitutional or not, just the way that they allowed Barack Obama to implement DACA in an unconstitutional
fashion. Oh, they never.
Fashion.
You're right. They
it
never.
Doesn't
gonna,
matter. It's
I
not
agree.
Their agenda. It's not yep. about the rule of law.
No kidding. No. You're so right. And people need to understand that these people are not interested in the right or wrong thing to do. Okay. They're only. It's not about equality. It's about control. And I keep saying that. Stop saying it's about equality because I'm not buying. I'm not believing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Quick, tell people where they can find you.
Okay, they can find me in my living room pacing back and forth.
Oh,
and they can also find
no.
me at ReactionaryTimes.
Probably.
ReactionaryTimes.com, ReactionaryTMS, at Oh Yeah, It's Julio. You can catch my main blog on Newsmax.com. And I also write for LifeSet, Washington Times, Right Wing News, Clash Daily, Politichicks. You name it.
All right, Julio, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate the time. Hey, hang loose, people, because in the next hour, guess what we're doing? We're talking dope. And I mean